B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Good morning. It's 5:42. And yes, it is Monday. Remember when Mondays mattered? You'd think, oh, no, it's Monday.
It's just weird.
Isn't it, though?
Days I got to tell you, I don't have the level of Sunday night stress.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like...
don't matter.
It's like, eh, yeah. Oh, well. So that's nice thing.
You'll be napping by 10:30 and, you know...
I don't know. Today, there's no school today because it's a holiday.
That's right. I know. Same here.
Right. Oh, I forgot. No school today.
Happy Patriots Day.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, good morning, LBF. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
How was your weekends?
It was great.
Yeah?
It was great.
It looked fun. You went Facebook Live yesterday?
Yes.
Or last night with Cocktail Hour with Dave?
Yep.
Thank you.
Quarantine Cocktails with Dave Falcone.
He made an old-fashioned.
Episode one.
Yes.
An old-fashioned.
That was good.
Yep.
It still lives on our Facebook page. People should take a look at it. I was impressed with Dave's knowledge of the history of the cocktail.
Yeah. He's like one of these people who...
deep dive.
Dives.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care where it's from. Just put it in front of me.
Let's go.
But he's much more like, he loves like,
yeah.
We have a ton of cocktail books. And he loves the history of it.
You mentioned that, you know, Bob Bronson didn't know how to make an old fashioned.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I just want to order it.
Right. You're kind of like me. Yeah. You're like me. You're like, I think that's interesting that you love that, but just hurry up.
Oh, yeah.
You just want to know a bartender.
Right. But he's really good.
That
he's really good.
I enjoyed it. So it's on our Facebook page. Check that out if you want to make an old fashioned. You should do that
often. Make it for breakfast, people.
it's
a holiday.
It had lemon. It had your citrus.
Yes, it did.
Couple sugar cubes.
It was cereal.
I loved it. Anyway, Brian, how was your weekend? You rode your bike yesterday.
Got out of my bike for the first time this year.
Yeah.
It was nice out.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of people out walking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
Brian, are you...
beautiful.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What? You're not 42, are you? 42?
No, I'm older.
He's older.
Oh, okay. Then
only a scooch.
Then it wasn't you?
Why?
Did you
guys hear this story?
No.
A 42-year-old guy in Connecticut broke into a restaurant that was shut down last week.
Yeah.
He lived there for 4 days, eating and drinking.
That's like Ratatouille.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Seriously.
This guy, the cops in New Haven, got a call last week about a burglary in progress. Apparently, the manager had gone to the restaurant just to check on it. Good move, but 4 days too late. He saw a 42-year-old guy there, asleep. It turns out he had broken in 4 days earlier, lived in the restaurant the whole time, eating and drinking their booze.
Wow.
And not just a little booze. Any guesses on how many bottles of liquor he put down in 4 days?
4 days.
Think about that.
How much can you drink in 4 days?
Well, let me think.
Think 4 days.
Well, he obviously total has problems.
Yeah. Okay, how many do you think he drank?
Maybe he had like a handle of vodka and a couple of bottles of wine.
Six bottles. I'm going 6 bottles.
Of booze.
Yeah.
I will tell you.
Oh, look at you. And
this is a radio tease.
Where he does this stuff.
Yeah.
Where
you guys are way off. Way off. I will tell you coming up. Feel free to guess. Whoever guesses, I will, you know, within a couple of bottles.
Did they say what kind of spirits?
He drank bottles of liquor.
Liquor. All right.
Liquor. All right, 888-410-1057. We do have a valuable a T-shirt.
We do?
Okay. Whoever can come the closest before 6 o'clock, okay?
Dipped in Purell.
Dipped. There it is. All right, 888-410-1057.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
Here is your payoff. I mentioned the story out of Connecticut where a 42-year-old guy broke into a restaurant, lived there for 4 days, was finally found when the manager came to check on things. And I said, He drank quite a few bottles of liquor. I threw it out for people to make guesses. I think, LBF, you said like a dozen or so?
I said a handle and then like a couple of bottles.
Okay, so let's see who gets the closest to the actual number. All right, hi, what's your guess?
57.
57? What, are you crazy?
57 bottles. Would you be shocked if I told you you're low?
What?
Come on.
No, how is he alive?
You're low.
No, I would be shocked.
Yeah, you're low.
In 4 days, that's a lot.
You're low.
How's he alive?
ROR, good morning. Do you care to take a guess?
I do. 12 bottles.
Not even close. Not even close. You're not even close.
Isn't that crazy?
Really?
I just told somebody 57 was low.
Holy
wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're not sure about that. But he was eating, too.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, okay?
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, ROR, who's this?
It's Mike. Mike. I'm going to guess 33.
33.
Good guess.
Yeah. You could double it and still be low.
Whoa.
Wow, you're kidding.
Uh-uh.
That's amazing.
I kid you not.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Life goals.
All right. See ya.
Thanks for the call.
All right. When he said 33, I said you could double it and still be wrong.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
All right. You guys ready for it? Or do you have another call, or are we good to go?
I don't know.
All right.
Okay. Hold on a second.
All right. Let's take the call. Just see. Hi, ROR. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's John. How you doing?
Good, John. What's your guess?
Even though it sounds a little crazy, don't think I could do it. How's 85 sound?
85.
85.
Okay, you're high.
He's high.
Oh.
He's high.
You're high.
It is 420. Happy 420.
Sorry, you're high. All right, last guess. All right. Good morning. Who's this?
Mike, how you doing?
All right, Mike, come on. What do you think?
77.
You're high. You're over it, but you're the close. Okay. You're very close. The answer is 70.
70.
Yep. He stole or drank 70 bottles of liquor in 4 days, ate everything he could get his hands on in the restaurant, basically lived there for 4 days, all by himself, eating, drinking 70 bottles.
That's aggressive. That is,
all right, 70 divided by 4. He was doing what, 7, 10 a day? I don't know,
maybe,
12 a day?
Brian's theory is like maybe that he polished off the already open bottles, you know?
Yeah, like the ones that were in like the bar rack. Just kind of.
So that's totally doable.
Oh. Yeah, and that really pads the numbers. Yeah, I mean, who hasn't done that? Right?
You're not going to leave that little left.
Still impressive. 70 bottles left. There you go. Hey, a little fun Monday guessing. There we go.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle while you wait. See better, drive safer with O'Reilly. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, so a bar had to lay off a lot of employees, but they came up with an ingenious way to pay them.
All right. Brian Bell.
All right, I've got, it's Patriots Day, and I've got some cool Patriots news that's happening today.
Ooh, okay.
New England Patriots.
Something to look forward to.
Yes.
We think. All right. And we're going to go, in World War II, right, if you remember in your history studies, LBF.
Well,
school's out today.
Yeah, we only got to the Civil War, Canton High, in the 80s.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, a little past that was the thing called World War II.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Vaguely familiar.
Yeah. Well, they used to grow victory gardens.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You've heard of victory gardens?
It's a show on PBS.
On PBS.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, they might be coming back.
Oh, that's exciting.
The victory garden.
All right.
We'll tell you about that coming up.
Okay, so a lot of, obviously, restaurants and bars have had really tough times. And in Fort Lauderdale, the bar Hot Legs Hotlegz.
Let me guess.
Hot legs. No, it's a regular bar.
No, but it's like chicken chicken wings.
I don't. Maybe.
Wouldn't that be good? Hot legs.
Possibly. No, hot wings. But yeah. That's yeah, a good idea.
Yeah.
I was thinking something completely different. But
oh,
that's
not,
just
not
me.
Us. Mm.
So anyway, they had to lay off a bunch of workers. And you know what they did? They took, you know how people take dollar bills and sign them and put them at bars and they're all over the place?
Yeah.
They took all of those dollar bills down and ended up being about $10,000.
Wow.
And so they're able to subsidize their furloughed workers for the time being.
Pretty
so
good.
It's pretty good.
That is awesome.
I know.
That really is.
So next time I'm in Lauderdale, I'm going to Hot Legs and getting me some wings.
You got some wings? Yeah, you know, and pay it forward. Put a buck up on the wall.
Exactly.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. So, yeah, they'll get it again.
That's a good owner. Really.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah, so
good savings plan.
Right?
It is good. Yeah,
I mean. Staple this up the wall.
There you go.
All right. Friday, the Patriots on their Twitter released a little teaser video that on Patriots Day, which is today, they're going to be releasing the new Patriots uniform. And all it said, it was a 9-second video with a silhouette, and it said something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Mm. So I can only guess that the Patriots will be playing in wedding dresses.
That's what I thought.
Or a garter belt.
Maybe garter belt.
I could use that.
But I think a lot of people are hoping it's like that electric blue from the Drew Bledsoe era.
Parcells.
That royal blue.
Yeah.
What if it's a baby blue?
Like the no, Chargers baby blue?
I like that. That's cool.
No.
But it won't be. It won't be. I think you're right, Brian.
And experts are saying not to expect anything drastic. Like it's probably not going to be a return of Pat Patriot or anything like that. But the new design will be out today. So that's kind of fun to look forward to. And
yeah.
The draft is Thursday.
I hope it's not too modern. A lot of the uniforms... Have you seen Brady's new,
Tampa?
It's just too slick.
I'm finally getting into football because I follow Gronk on TikTok, and it's very fun. Oh, he does a lot of dancing.
Yeah, a lot of dancing.
Wow. That's why you follow him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
For that.
Anyway, class. All right, class.
All right.
Let's bring it back. World War II saw Americans pitching together. Jeez, where's our Foddy's radio guy when we need him?
Americans everywhere pitching in, growing gardens.
That's right. Not just any garden. There were victory gardens, Brian. So psychiatrists are saying there's a good reason to grow food and garden starting now during the lockdown because it offers you hope. Plants offer you hope. There's a sense of accomplishment. You see, yes, LBF.
Not when I'm planting them. I've tried this.
No hope.
There's no hope.
No hope for the
seeds
plant.
Quiver
wow.
when I come
oh,
near
boy.
Them.
Oh, God. Well, gardening activities can provide people with a sense of resilience. Also claiming that tending to plants fulfills a vital human need to nurture things.
That's funny.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe plant yourself a victory garden. Celebrate 420 and plant yourself some giggle weed.
There you have it right there. Now you're encouraged.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, Foddy's radio guy. Make modern update for me. So anyway, it's good. Throw some seeds in the ground, see what happens.
All right.
There you have it.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, 6:33. We have confirmation. It's Monday.
Wish that I was heading off to work in my regular routine. I'd be fighting awful traffic instead of working at home in quarantine.
I know.
Miss my coffee break, cause now I sit and drink wine all day.
All right, LBF. Come on now. LBF wrote that.
Miss working late when my stupid boss would ask me to stay.
Uh-oh. All right, bring it home.
Yeah.
It was a
normal
Monday.
It is.
Oh, I
wish
it was normal Monday.
It's Monday, anything but normal, but we're used to it. This is the new normal.
It's also a holiday.
It is, right?
So there's that.
Wow.
I know, but
imagine what this day used to be. You guys were mentioning it back in the day. Marathon
back in the
Monday.
Day. Back in the, yeah. Just this once, it's not happening.
Back in the day.
No, back,
back
in the day. This was like
Marathon Monday.
Monday,
you'd have the Boston Marathon, and then you'd have a Patriots Day Red Sox game.
Yes. Wow, seems so long ago.
Yeah.
Yet so far
it just,
away.
Yeah, I'm like, did we have Easter yet? Or like, it's like one of those things, I just don't know what's happening.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Right? I was left over ham in the fridge. Still,
yeah. So. It's boy. Crazy.
I know, I didn't even make my pea soup. Okay. All right, guys. But what continues is our 80s artist of the day. Today, let's go to Canada for Bryan Adams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Right.
Yep. So he's your 80s artist of the day. That means we're going to play Bryan 7 times today, each time for $500. We'll do it on the even hours, starting at 8
really?
O'clock.
Really? Okay. Bryan
with a Y. 8 o'clock, your first shot. We'll give you the keyword to text in. Bryan with a Y, right?
Just
you don't
wrong.
Like the Y, no,
do you? Oh, wow. Funny.
I'm a Bryan with an I guy.
Bryan with an I.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Yeah. Wow,
why?
Shame on the
make
wine.
Any sense.
I know. Okay. I'm not going to sing a Liza Minnelli song right now. Hey, coming up in Dirty Laundry.
Is there one?
There Liza is. Minnelli. Liza with a Y, not Liza with a Z,
okay.
Not Liza with an S.
Yeah.
Anywho, coming up in Dirty Laundry, hey, who went to prom on Friday night with John Krasinski? We've got the lowdown. You know what? He throws a pretty good party.
I heard.
Yeah.
Better than the Saturday night dirge.
Well, that was a little bit
of a dirge.
I like the Disney sing-along better. But
that was better.
Top three.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, hey, you feeling down? We can help. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
By the way, it's going to be cloudy and a high of 50 today. Just letting you know. LBF, what's in the dirty laundry?
Well, we have some news coming up about Christopher Cross, who is battling COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
We have the tale of two concerts and why Madonna's not listening to anybody. Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about Christopher Cross, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We love Christopher Cross.
Right?
Didn't he win Album of the Year, a 1980 Grammy Album of the Year? I remember I was so mad about it because I think I wanted somebody else, like the Pointer Sisters, to win.
What's up with Chris?
He has lost the use of his legs because this COVID-19 has rendered his muscles so weak. The thing about this this virus, it's insidious. It affects people in such different ways. And so, you know, you have Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson who are weak, and Tom's like, I couldn't get through a workout,
right.
Which is like, why are you working out?
Why are you trying to work
you know,
out?
But
right.
Now Christopher Cross he can't move his legs, and he's going through PT, physical therapy, and his doctors assure him that he will regain the muscle in his legs. But
to.
For right now,
it's yacht rock season.
He's got such a long way to go.
Yeah.
He does have a long way. Okay,
or he gets to the border of
you guys.
Mexico, I think.
Anyway, we're all hoping.
Right. There you go. Good yacht rock,
yes,
isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's the tale of two concerts. Shall we talk about that for a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
First, John Krasinski's virtual prom was a hit. Chance the Rapper made an appearance. Billie Eilish, Rain Wilson, the Jonas Brothers, for all these virtual attendees. And he had kids who were supposed to go to the prom dress up, and then they were punching sort of virtually. And it just was a really
was it on TV or
thing.
Just social media?
It was on his YouTube channel.
Okay.
Some good news.
Yeah, it was
and
great.
So it was great. So you know you can get the YouTube on the TV,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
We're doing that.
All right.
Oh,
good
I'm
job.
Watching old football.
Have one
games.
Of your kids do it.
Yeah.
No. I figured it out. I'm watching Mike Tyson fights from the '80s. It's great.
Okay. Now on the regular TV, this was
on every channel.
On every channel was One World Together at Home.
Yeah,
all right. I loved seeing everybody. It was a lot of people. You've got Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, Casey Musgraves, Elton John.
Jones. You know, Elton John from his driveway with a basketball hoop.
Yeah, people
behind
are funny.
Him.
Beyonce.
Weird.
But I have to say, as you know, I like to go to cabarets.
Okay.
The one rule of a cabaret is keep it peppy.
Keep it peppy.
And they did not keep it peppy at all. I mean,
a dirge.
Lady Gaga started it with Charlie Chaplin's Smile, which is enough
that.
To make you just put your head in the oven.
Right.
And then Stevie Wonder did Lean on Me, which is a fine song, but like And then Kacey Musgraves with her depressing rainbow. At least Elton John did I'm Still Standing, but they ended it with this. Yeah, they ended it with the prayer, which I think is, you remember, with Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli, and also joined by Lady Gaga and John Lennon. Here's a legend. Here's a little clip. Celine Dion still has it. Anyway, they ended it with this. Which gives you little chills. Because I love the prayer. But Andrea Bocelli is skinny. He's very thin, and I worry about a skinny Italian. I really do. I worry about a skinny Italian a lot.
Wow.
So I get nervous. So I was like, I couldn't concentrate. I'm like, why is Andrea Bocelli so skinny? I hope he's not doing the keto diet.
No, you cannot.
An Italian.
No. Basta.
Finally, Madonna is apparently losing touch. We knew this when she was in the bathtub of her in her penthouse in New York City, naked, talking about how COVID-19 was the great equalizer. No, it's not, Madonna. No, it's not. So I guess people have been talking to her, and Rosie O'Donnell, who was interviewed by Howard Stern, I thought they used to hate each other, but I guess they like each other again. Rosie said she's telling Madonna that she's completely coming off badly, but Madonna won't listen. And her longtime choreographer says no one around her today can tell her anything. And he went on to say it must be killing her to begin to feel irrelevant. That's mean.
Wow. Well, she's got a 25-year-old boyfriend to make her feel better.
Yeah, that's fine. Who's winning? Madonna.
Who's not cooking?
Now, somebody get Andrea Bocelli a sub. I can't worry about him, too.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
I wonder if this is good. If it's good marathon running weather, what would the marathoners think of a high of 50 today? Is that would they
it's
like
good, that? Good, perfect.
Depends on the wind.
Yeah,
a lot of it. But overcast, nice. Yeah. That's good.
They want overcast.
Don't
50.
Run. Don't run today.
Don't run. Run. Don't walk. Don't run. No. Don't even go there.
No problem. By the way. Not a problem.
Oh boy. Yeah, it would have been the marathon today, of course. I guess the governor and the mayor's asking you to not do your own little marathon today.
Well, don't do the route. Don't do the route because it's not social distancing. And you're going to get people sick, or you're going to get sick, and let's just take the day off. As you know, I always say, let's take the day off from running.
There we go.
I should be the spokesperson for the Don't Run
you
campaign.
You should. Just please, do as LBF does.
The picture of me on the couch with a bottle of rosé.
Be like LBF.
Try LBF. This marathon.
Yeah. Live your inner LBF today. Stay on the couch.
Yep.
With a cocktail.
Yep.
But hey. Anyway, it's going to be 50 today. 55 tomorrow, and again, windy rain later on. It's going to be that kind of a week.
Yep.
LBF, Brian and I both noticed when you came in this morning, the first thing we said to each other is, wow.
She's gained weight.
No, Brian, please. God. Stay with me. No. Brian looked at each other and we said, I think she colored her own hair.
I did.
And look how marvelous it looks.
Oh, you didn't notice at all, which is good.
No, we did. We just didn't.
You? Oh,
no,
you didn't see anything?
Well, we haven't seen you without a hat, so that should have been a clue right there.
Right. I've been wearing a hat.
Did you?
I colored my hair.
Look at that.
I colored my hair, and it was a success. I mean, it's not 100% successful because they're like, I didn't get
now,
all the
how
spots.
Much would that have cost you?
I think it was $30. I ordered this thing called Christoph Robin from Sephora.
Yeah.
And it's a semi-permanent hair color.
Oh, how long is that going to last?
I have to, after a couple of washes, I think.
Oh,
like,
really?
So, yeah, but who's washing their hair, let's be honest.
Yeah, okay.
And so...
what would it have normally cost you at the...
Salon?
The salon.
I get a one process,
like
$60, but then they blow it out and then they cut it, so it ends up costing more than $100.
Well, look at you. You saved all that money.
Totally lowballed that.
I didn't lowball. I'm kind of cheap when it comes to my hair.
Dave's listening. Why?
Dave doesn't care.
I know. So we're...
he wants me to look okay.
Well, you look good. Now, you're not going to cut it, though, right? Because that is a bridge too far.
You know, listen... I only cut my own hair when I am in the throes of depression and somebody broke up with me. Okay. So it means that I haven't done it for long
good,
years.
Then. With a knife.
Yes, yeah, exactly. No, we don't want, no, I'm not going to cut my hair. But yeah. You, sir.
I'm in trouble.
Are going to need to
I'm
cut
at
your hair.
That point where another week or two, it's not going
to
look good.
I think it, I'm almost want you to let it grow.
No way.
Let it grow. Let it grow.
That was 70s Bob. You
yeah,
don't
70s
see
Bob. 70s Bob. Stash and long hair.
Oh, my God. I could look like Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
Later day version.
Yeah.
You know, with all salt and no pepper.
That's fine.
I don't think so. I don't want to do it. So I need to get some tips on cutting it because I think Carolyn is going to cut my hair for me. She doesn't know it yet.
And you have, like, hair that needs to be cut. Like, Dave doesn't have, like, he buzz cuts
He could
his.
Buzz cut his own.
Yeah, but you have hair, so you need, like, a scissors.
I need scissors and a trimmer.
Dave has fur.
Oh, my God.
That's what it sounds
poor
like.
Dave. All right. Hi, Kim. Good morning, Kim. Any tips for us?
I have a tip, but it's to color your hair.
Are you a salon person?
No.
Oh, okay, good. All right, so you got for the ladies listening.
Or men.
Yes. I don't know any men who would color their hair. But anyway, shut up, Elby. It's just for men. That's all.
So what is your advice?
Hi. Okay, so my advice is this. So L'Oreal has the root cover-up can of spray.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And it's got this little thing on it that's like a little... I don't know, a little pointer, and you're supposed to point it on your roots and spray. It's really hard to do. But I heard from a friend that if you take this spray and you spray it on a tissue, soak the tissue, and then dab the roots, it works like a charm.
Okay, here's another tip. If you do that, but you put on a toothbrush... Not the one that you use.
Use Dave's.
But a toothbrush, yeah, and then you comb it onto the roots. That's another way to do it.
Wow.
So there's that.
Go.
See? We know.
Yeah.
We understand. I looked like Pepe Le Pew for weeks.
Oh, I know you. That's why the hat was...
I know.
Yeah.
It's important stuff. Like, there's people on the front line risking their lives, but these hair salon people, they're doing the God's work.
Exactly.
I'm telling you. The gal who cuts my hair does it at her house. She's got her own salon, Beth. And she does a great job with it, and she won't see me because of the quarantine.
Right.
So
rightly so.
Yeah, but maybe
if I had any excuse like that.
You did. Yeah. I think we lost you for a couple of weeks. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. So I think my wife's going to have to do it. That's just all there is to it.
I think it can be done. I almost want to do it.
No.
Because I feel like I could get involved, like do the whole like thing with your fingers and that. Like and
you
then
get Carolyn's permission, and then maybe.
All right.
You have to have her permission.
Okay.
We'll see how much LBF likes me.
I know.
Or not.
I'd like to get my hands on that head of hair. No.
Yeah, you just answered my question.
I got your voice quivering just a little bit there, Bob.
Yeah. You just talked yourself. You just talked yourself out of a job. Okay. Congratulations. Just listen. They'll tell
Come
you everything.
On.
All right, 720.
What could go wrong?
No, nothing. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. David Bowie and Changes. Wow, haven't we had some changes? 727. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Monday. We've verified it is Monday. You can take our word for it because there's no school today. Right, teachers?
Yeah.
Brian?
Actually,
no
get the day off.
Yeah.
Parents.
Yeah, parents have the day off.
Professional development.
Mm-hmm.
My wife doesn't have to work today either, so that's good.
You know what's scary about that? This could be 3 days in a row with this.
No pants ever. Yeah. Take off your trousers, don't wear your shoes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No pants.
No pants.
You don't have to wear them when you work at home.
Nope.
It's great.
This is great.
Feel all loose down there.
Ooh.
It's great. But put down a towel on your leather chair.
Yeah, let's do that.
With no pants on, I'll work on Zoom.
There it is. That's so good. I like this, right?
Wow.
I like it.
Okay, anyway, David Bowie's latest, No Pants. Mm. I broke down yesterday for the first time during the stay-at-home mandate known as coronavirus shutdown. And yesterday, I went to the sweats.
That's you know, you're allowed. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm the opposite. Like yesterday I actually went for the button pants.
You did?
Yeah, I feel like as a PSA, public service announcement, I feel like everybody should at least put on a pair of button zip pants once a week.
You know,
just to test it. Just to make sure.
You know what I saw the other day, and I will never go this far. I made a market basket run for Nana.
Yeah.
And I saw not one but two guys wearing pajama pants. They, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
the
I can't
plaid.
Stand it.
It's too far.
Yeah.
Right?
It's too much.
And slippers.
You're gross. I'm going to say it. You're gross.
They walked around MB with slippers on.
Don't do it. This is no time to give up on yourself.
They both did, these guys. They weren't together, but together they were quite a
pair. Together in spirit.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, don't.
Wow.
I think you just need to have a certain couple items of clothing that you need to put on to make sure everything's okay. I have an item of clothing that I put on occasionally.
The true test?
It's a skirt.
Really?
Yeah, it's this orange
skirt. You're randomly
skirt.
Putting on an orange skirt.
Yeah, it's my test.
Okay.
And if when it fits, I'm like, not so great, Bob.
the orange for caution?
Yeah, exactly.
Not so great.
You know, around Christmas, I was awesome.
Yeah.
Orange skirt was on my side.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
I have a leather belt.
Okay.
That, because I think jeans do lie.
They do.
Little white lies.
Because if you don't wash them after a couple of days, you're skinny.
Right?
You're the skinniest girl there.
That's it.
I'm like, I am so thin. I actually am losing weight.
belts don't lie.
Nope.
Belts tell
and
the
orange
truth.
Orange skirts don't
And those
lie.
Little holes that, you know, if you're not fitting into those nice and easy, we got
I
a problem.
I remember when I used to wear belts.
See? There you go.
So cute.
Right, Brian? Belts
I
don't lie.
I tucked things in.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not
so
talking.
Nice.
No tucks.
No. No. Remember tucking things in?
Yeah, nope.
Why bother? All right. LBF.
Okay, well,
what do you have?
We need to discuss Charlie Watts and the air drum situation that happened at One World, the depressing concert on Saturday night. There's intrigue. I need to know what was happening.
Charlie needs to know what was happening.
Yeah. Okay. It's like the air drums.
All right, so Dirty Laundry in 10. People love it when you lose. Let's see what kind of laundry we built up over the weekend, LBF.
Well, Charlie Watts and air drums. He was at the One World Together Alone with concert that was so depressing on Saturday night. But he was a little bit of a bright light because what he did was fascinating. Christopher Cross, an update on his health, and Ellen DeGeneres, why she is the villain of 2020, or is fast becoming so.
She's losing 2020, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah, worse than anybody else. Charlie
Watts.
Well,
there's Carole Baskin.
Yeah. Yes, there is. Yeah. There is the Tiger King, too. Yeah. Joe Exotic. I always forget his name. Charlie Watts was playing with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
They played You Can't Always Get What You Want, but really what Charlie Watts probably wanted was a set of drums because he didn't have them, and he was playing air drums. And and people went crazy on the Twitter.
But he had sticks, right?
He had sticks, but it just was like an air drum situation. I had thought I read that there was some sort of technology behind it but no, I think he was just playing air drums, and he just doesn't bring
with
his work
sticks.
Home.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just, it's like,
that's
it's
funny.
Like not wearing pants.
No.
Just, no, I don't have drums, and I'm just going to make the most of it. Can you just fill in for me? What I liked is looking at the backgrounds of the Rolling Stones, like, artwork on their walls.
Yeah.
Charlie Watts had a lot of albums.
I like Keith.
Keith had some really...
It's kind of a chill, you know.
Sitting on his couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he's chill. That guy's so chill.
Yeah.
How is he alive?
He's the only one who's going to make it through this. Okay?
It's unreal.
He's fallen out of trees.
I know.
Landed on his coconut.
I know. He is like...
Not to mention everything else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
All right, speaking of sick.
Yeah.
Christopher Cross. And I've got such a long way to go. Such COVID-19.
Oh, my God.
Now, he said...
The king of yacht rock.
Yeah, he was really, really sick. And now one of the side effects is that his muscles have weakened so much that he can't use his legs. Mm. And he said that his doctors assure him that he's going to be fine. Yeah. And he's got has physical therapy. But again, wow. this virus just attacks people in the strangest, most insidious ways. And again, keep social distancing.
How
people.
Old is he? Maybe 66?
60 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mid to late 60s.
Yeah.
Because 1980, he was, you know.
Album of the year.
Album
I was
of
mad
the year.
About it.
You were mad about that?
I was. I remember watching the Grammys, and I'm like, who's this Christopher? I was like six.
Yeah.
Who's this Christopher Cross guy?
Sailing.
I needed.
Yeah, he's sailing. Yeah, he didn't even sail. What a joke. Sorry. Side note.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no
I don't
idea,
think
Bob.
He was a sailor.
But
no.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me.
Makes it worse, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, why is Ellen DeGeneres turning into the villain of 2020? Move over Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Because. She, first of all, she got really lit into because she said that...
Oh, you cool cats and kittens.
She said when she was broadcasting from home that it's like being in a prison. And now her home is like just this gorgeous infinity pool. It's just, come on, Ellen. And, you know, you watch Ellen to like forget about things and she's supposed to be relatable and she's not being relatable
she's
at all.
She's telling you how terrible it is.
Yeah. And then she said, then there was this whole thing after that, like, is Ellen DeGeneres mean? On Twitter, and all these people were telling stories about how she was nasty. And then come to find out that Ellen has not contacted her staff. She's cut their pay by 40% at this point. There's no word from her. And then she went out and hired a non-union shop to film her from home. And she's only, I guess only four people are still on the payroll.
Is she defending herself at all?
She hasn't defended herself yet.
Because as they say on Twitter, she's getting dragged. Right?
She is getting dragged. It's so funny to hear you speak like a millennial.
Well, because you have two 20-year-old girls in the house.
Right.
It's great.
She's getting dragged.
Yeah, getting dragged.
I don't know. The other talk show hosts are doing way more. They're like, well, Ellen's worth $330 million. She could pay them.
Wow.
She could pay them all their salaries.
Oh, my God.
Many, 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 many times
over. She deserves
to
be dragged.
So she, again.
Right?
So I don't
Sorry,
know.
Sorry, I said it.
I mean, she might be the new Gwyneth Paltrow in my life.
Whoa. She's moving up.
She is.
She's just funny, so you always, she's got away with it.
Yeah, you know? But you know what? I read a really good tweet about her, Ellen DeGeneres, and it's very true. Her smile doesn't meet her eyes. Notice that the next time.
I don't know what that means.
It means that she smiles with her mouth, but her eyes don't smile. And called her out on how nasty her game show was.
Oh, that game.
It's nasty. Wow. Watch it the next time you see Ellen and see if her smile meets her eyes.
I don't know if I'm deep enough,
she
but I'll try.
In
You're not deep enough. No, sorry, I'll ask Brian. Next time, Brian.
Check it out.
Thanks. Well, she's pretty eyes, though.
Oh,
thought.
Well, yeah. You know, it just...
All right. Want me to throw one in?
Sure.
No. No, let's be, if you see Katy Perry, please offer her condolences.
Yeah.
Her cat, Kitty Purry, died.
Kitty Purry.
Katy Perry's Kitty Purry died.
That's really sad, especially quarantining.
Yeah. It's Kitty
sad.
Purry. That's cute.
It is cute.
That'd be like calling your cat Little Lauren or something, you know?
Kitty Purry, it would be, I would have like, to think
you know
about
what I mean?
That.
It's cute, but
it's
you're
cute,
like,
but
it's
yeah,
a little,
it's
yeah,
a little weird.
That's a little weird. But Kitty Purry made it to 50.
Maybe, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Do you have cats?
No.
Just chinchillas?
Carolyn's allergic.
Oh.
No, just one chinchilla.
Okay.
And it's up for grabs, please. Call her
What's
seven.
The right name? Now.
Coco.
Oh, Coco.
Call her seven. Do you want a chinchilla? make it happen, trust me. Make it rain chinchillas. Anyway, don't get me started.
Sorry, I mentioned the chinchilla.
You did.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
All right. Super Smart is brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years, so visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to Michael Humera from Chestnut Hill. And Mike is an active duty, well, are you a sailor or are you an officer?
I am an officer.
Well, what's your
rank? And a gentleman.
Yeah, well, we're not sure. We'll find out. Michael, what's your rank? What are you? What would we call you?
You can just call me Mike.
No. I'm a, you know.
But if we were role playing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think he's a, are you a lieutenant?
I'm a lieutenant commander.
Lieutenant commander.
Oh, well,
guys.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You better. But, wow. And
this
Mike,
got more fun.
I know. Will you settle down? This is the lieutenant commander you're talking to. Here could be the XO of us. Now, you do sub duty, Mike?
I am a submariner, yes.
Wow.
Heading back to one in a couple months.
This is like you, quarantine for you is nothing. This is what you're used to.
It's even better. I get to have my family with me.
Right.
Oh, that's better, huh?
Oh, come on.
You'd miss them if you were in a sub, Brian. It might take that, but you would. All right, you know how it works. Get them all right. We're going to give you $1,000. There's nobody we'd rather give it to than someone who's going to be on a sub for the next 90 days.
I love a sub.
Yep. She's not afraid of that sub, I'll tell you
that.
Valium
of
hot, please.
No. All right, Mike. Get them all right. $1,000. If you're not sure, just say pass. We'll get back to it if we have time. Mike's ahead, LBF.
Oh, hello.
Hello. He's scared of me now.
Yeah, he is. All right, here we go. Good luck, Mike.
How many sides does an octagon have?
Eight.
Who sings Material Girl?
Madonna.
Bob Dole was a spokesperson for what drug in 1998?
Cigarette.
What comedian's autobiography is called Bossy Pants?
Pass.
What name was given to a group of colonial militia during the American Revolution?
The Minutemen.
Milwaukee is located on the shores of what lake?
Lake Michigan.
The documentary series Last Dance is about what basketball team?
The Chicago Bulls.
What type of computer printers were popular in the 80s?
Xerox.
Where does the Boston Marathon start?
South Boston.
All right, Lieutenant. Lieutenant Commander. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 right. I think time was of the essence. We didn't take any passes here. Ran out of time, but that's all right. Here's what you missed.
Okay. Bob Dole was a spokesperson for Viagra in 1998. Scandalous.
You wouldn't know that, Mike.
Let's not think about that.
No.
All right. Well, Bob Dole. What comedian's autobiography is called Bossy Pants? Tina Fey. Did you get the documentary series Last Dance?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
He got it.
What type of computer printers were popular in the 80s? Dot Matrix.
Yep.
They made a very fun sound. And where does the Boston Marathon start? In Hopkinton.
Not today.
Not today, but usually. And we didn't get to number 10, but I'm going to save it so you can check it out online, and maybe you can get that one right. So
that's at WROR.com. Mike, thank you first for your service. We appreciate you. And, you know, I know you have a family, so this gift card we're going to give you is going to be probably more for them than you, but they will enjoy it. A $50 Disney gift card. Does that sound fun?
Nice.
Oh, that's perfect. They're going to love it.
That's good. Everybody else shop online at Disney.com. When are you going to be, as we say, haze gray and underway again?
Well, it looks like it's going to be about 2 or 3 months from now.
All right.
Okay.
Well, enjoy your
haze
summer with the family.
Gray and on your way. Look at you in your Navy terms.
No, it was haze
Stop
gray.
Stop hitting me.
Underway. Right?
Haze gray underway.
Haze gray and underway.
Aye, aye, sir.
That's what we want to hear. Yes, we do. Mike, thank you very much, okay? Appreciate you playing.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. I wish I had a better connection. Couldn't hear him well.
I know.
But what a guy.
I know, and he's a lieutenant commander.
Yeah, he's large and in charge.
That's fancy.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got...
Very Top Gun.
Oh, yeah. He's wearing... He gets the Navy whites.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All
Stop
right,
it.
Settle down.
Let the oven feel so cool. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what do you have? What's cool?
Well, I have a bar that was forced to lay off a lot of people, but came up with an ingenious way to pay them.
Like it. That's good. All right, Brian.
All right, it's Patriots Day, and the Patriots have announced their new uniforms for the season moments ago.
You got a little peep?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Fine.
You sound excited. It's not a bold.
Sorry.
It's like a bold take. All right. That's coming up. Plus, history is repeating itself, and it could be a positive way.
Okay.
Yeah, something that was big during World War II is starting to make a return here in the roaring 20s. Okay?
Shoulder pads? I'm hoping shoulder pads.
You can only hope.
I miss those so much.
How about those pantyhose that you needed?
With the lines up the back?
Please.
You're such a... All right, now you made it weird.
Yes,
speaking
please.
Of pantyhose with lines up the back,
yeah.
There's a bar in Fort Lauderdale called Hot Legs.
Okay.
Right. Hottleggz, because they're classy.
Classy with a Z.
They have one of these bars that they had cash covering every inch of the pub where people would sign their names and then they do it. So they had to close their doors last month and lay off all but three of their 25 employees. And so the owner, Juliana, decided to go through the bar and use the money that was pinned up to help. And all in all, she collected around $10,000 in cash.
Dang.
And they're going to give the money to the now unemployed workers to help them get by. She says it's not life-changing money, but it can get them through the next week or two.
That
so
is
isn't
pretty
that
awesome.
Amazing?
Yeah. They had $10,000 bills up on the wall.
Yeah.
It's probably one of those things you'd sign.
Yeah.
Right?
You know? Was here. Like, we were here. Anniversary, blah, blah, blah.
Nice legs. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so
really
next
good.
Next time you're in Lauderdale,
yep,
get yourself a pina colada and some chicken
and bring some
chicken
ones.
Wing.
Bring
Link
some
wings.
Singles.
Yes, exactly.
Just make it rain. No, well, you gotta put them back up, you know, on the wall.
Make
I would
it
think.
Rain. Oh, okay.
Well, you know, I'm just here to help. Okay. All right, Brian Bell.
All right.
Yeah.
The Patriots on Patriots Day have announced their new uniform.
Oh yeah.
If we ever get back to playing sports again, so
it all starts with an outfit.
Yeah, you gotta have the right outfit.
Yep, and then you can move forward.
We call it a uniform.
Outfit. So they have a new outfit.
Oh god.
And it goes back. You know, everybody was speculating maybe they were gonna bring back those cool red throwback jerseys.
We were hoping,
or maybe that new, like that electric blue from the Drew Bledsoe. You know, that royal blue.
I'm gonna tell you why they didn't.
Why didn't they, LBF?
Because those weren't dynasty colors.
Well, that is true.
Thank you. I know about outfits, and I know about good luck colors. You know?
I would
and you know about dynasty.
You know what, though?
Alexis Colby would never approve those red jerseys.
So here's
my
the
fear is, they did what I was afraid they were going to do. They're
pretty
just
basic.
Basic.
It goes off of the Color Rush jersey, so the home uniforms are the blue and blue, and basically it's got like the shoulder patches with almost shoulder pads.
Nice.
They look under the shoulder pads.
They're like epaulettes.
Like epaulettes, kind of a red and blue.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
They look,
it's just
they look pretty cool. And the change is like for the home of the away jersey is white with the blue pants with the red and blue on the shoulders.
Right.
That's kind of the throwback to that red throwback jersey, but pretty
a white
good.
Jersey.
Just not.
It's just not so easily.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, then they got to get new outfits, and that's just. You
luckily,
know.
Football's so played after Labor Day.
Well, they have blue pants. It's okay.
Okay.
All right. It's underwhelming, but maybe you'd think.
Listen, no huge changes.
No.
Too much with the Tom Brady thing. We can't do that and have a
uniform
change.
You got a point.
I always do.
Mm-hmm. So, it's what's been the alternate. Now it's like the full-on jersey. They look pretty good.
All right.
LBF calls it wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yes. Wardrobe
change.
Please.
All right.
I can't work with these colors.
Let me close it up. In World War II, they used to have things called victory gardens. Did they not, 40s radio guy?
That's right. Come on home, support the war effort, plant a garden. Make you feel better.
That's right. You grow your own vegetables. And
how about some lettuce?
Or beets are nice, you know.
Beets?
How about a rutabaga?
Yes. You
that
don't like
car.
Beets? That's Studebaker. There are psychiatrists who are suggesting that if you have the means to buy seeds and to plant some vegetables or flowers because it makes you feel better about your situation. You're seeing, right,
growth.
Life, growth.
Or in my case,
you're nurturing
death. And dried out flowers.
And wow. You're going to starve. But
yeah.
The rest of us?
I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea.
Carrots
but
are nice.
If you're like me and it just fails, your crop fails terribly.
Another crop fail.
Yeah. Don't feel bad about yourself.
Okay. Well, anyway, they're suggesting.
Celebrate 420. Plant some giggle weed.
There you go. That'll do.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
Here's my favorite story of the day. I love this. A man flew from on Southwest Airlines from Fort Lauderdale to St. Louis all by himself on a Southwest flight. His name was Bob.
Wow.
Bob was the only passenger on the flight.
That's amazing.
So they personalized the flight for Bob.
It was easy.
It was nice, right? The flight attendant said, welcome aboard, Bob. And could you imagine the rest of the flight?
I cannot.
He's the only guy on the flight. Well, let me help you imagine what it must have been like for
Bob. Oh, we have
for
audio?
Bob. We have audio just some clips of this flight with just Bob. On the flight. Here you go.
Bob, if you look out the left side of your aircraft, you'll see the St. Louis Arch.
Mm, nice.
It means we have arrived at our destination. Flight crew, if you could get Bob ready for landing, that'd be great. We'll be arriving in St. Louis momentarily.
Great, I'll just put my seat up.
Bob, make sure your seatbelt is fastened and your tray is in an upright position.
Okay, got it.
In case of a water landing, well, you can swim, right, Bob?
Yeah.
And Bob, thanks again for flying the friendly skies.
You bet.
Bye-bye, Bob. Bye-bye.
I'm not leaving.
Bye-bye, Bob.
I don't want to go.
What part of bye-bye, Bob, don't you understand? Bye-bye.
All right, flight crew, please prepare for our next flight. We're flying Frank to Florida.
That's great, Frank. That's great.
Nice.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, very personalized service.
Yeah, it was.
I like it.
They were tired of Bob at the end, though. But now, how does that happen?
Like your own Uber.
I get it.
Here's the T-ball.
Wow.
We set it up for you, LBF. Go ahead.
No problem.
Never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity. All right. Anyway, isn't that great?
Yeah,
I love that.
It's good.
All right, Bob. We're going to land here in a minute.
All right. Bye-bye, Bob.
You think? No, Bob doesn't want to leave. It's myself here. I'm like another drink. When's drink service coming?
Really?
Yeah.
Is Pepsi okay?
No Coke, Pepsi. There you go. Hey, Kenny's on the phone, LBF. He wanted to submit some questions that you might use for a Super Smart, right, Ken?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, I do. I have four different tests for you.
Wow.
That's great, because, you know, it's a lot of pressure coming up with these questions.
Mm-hmm.
I need a break.
Yeah.
Kenny understands.
I figured, you know, it must be tough for you. I heard you one time talking that... you know, you were at dinner with somebody and you were like, oh, hey, that's a great question. And you started jotting it down. And so I was like, hey, I'll do her a favor. And, you know, I come up with four of them. I mean, I could probably think of more maybe. But
all right.
Well, you don't mind that, would you, LBF?
Not at all.
Some listeners submitted?
Total props.
Are you some kind of trivia expert, Kenny?
No, just random, you know, basic general super smart questions for your audience.
Well, I like it.
Just
like
some
it.
Rando.
Kenny, you want to just, Brian, we're flying the friendly skies today.
I'm just repeating what he said.
Oh, okay. all right, Kenny, I'm going to ask you the question number 10 that LBF did not get to today because Mike was...
He ran out of time.
Would you like to do the tough question number 10, which is always tough?
Sure, let's go.
All right. A plectrum is also known as a what? A plectrum.
A plectrum.
Yep.
Plectrum.
Is known as a what?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go with the ticking of a clock.
Mm.
I like how you think.
At least you thought of something.
Yeah.
What is it, LBF?
It is a guitar pick.
It's a guitar pick.
Isn't that crazy?
That makes sense.
Yep.
So, Kenny, make sure that question number 10, those are toughies, okay? LBF's got a rhythm.
He's got the down. He's like, you know, you've knowledge.
Right.
You got to know a couple of things, but there's always a couple of tough ones in there.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to have the title of super smart,
yeah.
you got to be.
You got to be super, super smart. We had an MIT student today didn't get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenny, go ahead and go ahead and submit those. Okay.
Yeah. Did you get my email?
No, I was driving when I shouldn't have said that.
Hang on.
Hang on.
Not
hang
smart,
on,
Kenny.
And off the radio, I'll give you my email.
Not smart.
Okay.
All right. Hold on 1 second.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.